You are listening to Green Lantern Corecast, episode number 15 for November 2010. Our discussion on the Green Lantern movie trailer.
Today's installment of the Green Lantern Corecast. I'm your host, Frank Mateo. And joining me tonight, we have Andrew NDB, the creator of the GreenLanternCore.com.
He's there at the beginning, he's there at the end.
We also have Brandon West joining us tonight. We also have Colton, Kuhan, and Eric joining us also on the cast. And today we're also going to be discussing about the recently released and most anticipated movie that's going to be coming out on 2011, the Green Lantern movie. The trailer was released. You can catch it on Apple.com for a clear...
That's right, Apple.com, motherfucker.
Apple.com. You can catch it there for high-definition...
1080p.
Yeah, 1080p preview of it.
You can also find on YouTube.com/GLSpotlight if you want to go there.
Who needs HD trailers?
Well, no.
2 minutes of long loading.
You can also go there. Again, as being the Green Lantern Corecast that we are, we've... Pretty much excited with this movie. Pretty much excited with the trailer itself. We are first time we've seen everything in full flight. The suit, Oa, Peter Sarsgaard in the Sinestro suit,
and the Hector Hammond.
It's pretty intense.
Mark Strong Sinestro.
And Peter Sarsgaard. My mistake. Someone
went to the Bizarro world for a second.
It's always
a
comment that Peter Sarsgaard is Hector Hammond and Mark Strong and the Sinestro guys. And one of the great things, they don't show everything in the show. They do show, you know, a good portion of back and forth between Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, air shots, the land ring in its full form, Abensur. It's pretty intense. Andrew, what you thought of this trailer?
I have to say I'm underwhelmed, but not to an extent that it's like, oh, that sucked. I mean, it was good, but not like to any point where it's like, oh, wow, that was badass. I can't wait to go see this thing. I mean, they've really deviated from the original script. A lot of the places I thought were pretty solid. I haven't read the shooting draft. I've heard reports of it, and this seems to confirm a lot of the things that I've heard about that, and that they really do play up the Hal as a dick angle, which is very indicative of the Geoff Johns era of Hal, new Hal as it is. I enjoyed it for the most part. It doesn't make me any more excited for it than I was before, but it is good to know that it's not. It doesn't look like they're fucking up anything major. But as far as Hector Hammond, I like the look of him. I thought that was pretty cool. I think my girlfriend was like, "Is that what the Guardians are going to look like?" And I was like, "No, it's Hector Hammond. It's all right." Carol and Blake Labby's performance. I was reading the Ain't It Cool News like talkbacks, and I pretty much agree with Hector. I agree with everybody there. Like, she's pretty wooden as far as her delivery there. Like, it's almost
we all agree on that.
I feel like Carol's a little bit wooden in the first place, but it's just...
Yeah, it's kind of her thing in a way, but it's like almost like she was reading the lines for the first time when she came on the set, that kind of a thing. It's sort of concerning. I like the costume. I like the people seem to harp on this, like, oh, the costume looks like it's pasted on him, but that's kind of the thing. I agree with that sort of portrayal of the costume as a sort of like a projected thing that's sort of hugging him. I thought that was kind of cool. I don't like the way they've kind of portrayed Hal, and this is just what we've seen in the trailer. I mean, obviously I haven't seen the final movie, I haven't read the final draft, but what we've seen, it's very much like no one was on set like kind of trying to rein in Ryan Reynolds, which they kind of should have. Like, I was really much hoping that, like, I know that Ryan Reynolds can deliver a good Hal Jordan. I know he's got it in him, but it's like there was nobody there to like, hey, Ryan, stop being Ryan and start being Hal. No one was doing that. It was like, let's just let him go and let's roll, let's play to his strengths and let's just do that. And so what we basically end up with is Kyle Rayner, and that's very much what I got out of the trailer. I mean,
wow,
I know, right? I mean, Hal would not say that. That's like a Kyle Rayner thing.
That's actually basically what my computer science teacher said when he showed it to the entire class. My computer science teacher is a big comic book fan, and so I told him the trailer came out, and so he put it on the big smart board in the class, and he's like I don't really like Ryan Reynolds because he's always playing that same guy, and it looks kind of like that. I'm like, yeah.
That's pretty much exactly what they're doing here, which is just like
exactly. He's a little bit too jokey.
And these are rewrites. I mean, he was not like this in the original draft. I mean, it's like they cast Ryan Reynolds, and it's like, okay, now we've got Ryan Reynolds. Let's have him do his thing, and no one seemed to have any problem with that. Which I
want
to
ask Brandon, what do you think?
That's not a problem.
It's not a detrimental problem, but it's kind of like concerning. I mean,
it's kind of like Jim Carrey and Riddler.
Let's ask Brandon. Ask Brandon what he thought about it in full form. What he thought about the trailer and everything.
Shoot,
pretty fucking good. I had lost a lot of excitement for this film, but I'm on. Like, I'm ready for this. I don't give a shit about Thor anymore. I don't give a shit about Captain America. I want to see this movie. I don't want to see Cars 2 or Kung Fu Panda this summer. I want to see Green Lantern. This trailer was great. I want to see Blake up there in the air. I want to see that star sapphire symbol on the side of her helmet. I love that. It was great. I mean,
I'm sure you want to see all of
you guys. You guys can't forget though that Brandon watches Gothic Girl.
Don't get excited about the Oa and Kilowog stuff. I've heard pretty much 100% that that's very, very fleeting. Like, it's like a 2-minute thing, and then you never see their asses ever again.
This movie,
we saw a glimpse of Kilowog in this trailer, and
that's about all you get in the finished film. So
I'm okay with that because from the concept art that we saw before, it was shit. And
oh, yeah,
the seconds that we saw him on film, I was like, okay, you got me.
That's worth pointing out. Yeah, I mean, versus the concept art, like the original art, which was pretty good, and then like the later art we saw, which is kind of shitty.
Oh, that was.
I'm very happy with the way they portrayed him in the trailer. That looked pretty good. That looked pretty good.
I think it was Kuhan who said it on the board. He said, if you look at the first few minutes of this trailer, it looks like any other Ryan Reynolds film ever made.
The first 30 seconds looks like Ryan Reynolds movie about him being a pilot.
I think that's exactly what they were going for. Like,
and
ease people into this Ryan Reynolds
exactly.
Film. Like, take a left turn, like, now it's
and
like,
it's just them getting out of a bed with a chick.
Come on.
One thing I want to know is this just going to be one of those scenes that you film for a trailer to get people to come into the movie, or if it's actual scenes from the movie?
No. And I think it's worth pointing out that the first scene in the trailer is him getting out with the chick from Glee. Because I'm pretty sure that's Quinn from Glee. So,
yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Get all the chicks who watch Glee and love Ryan Reynolds into the movie.
Listen, I love Glee and everything, and I love Ryan Reynolds, but I'm pretty sure that's not the chick from Glee.
Well, Eric, tell me what you think about the trailer.
But was Brendan, were you done, Brendan?
I'll interrupt you. It's fine.
I want to agree with Andrew. I was underwhelmed. I don't think. I think it was a really awkwardly edited trailer, and you can kind of tell exactly what's going on, that they're putting it out there because they want to get something out before everybody else, and they want to take advantage of the hype. And I think. The jokes they lead the trailer with aren't really that funny. I think the best joke in it, let's take off our pants and fly a plane, is funny. And I think I Know Right is funny. But I think they were funnier when you saw the 30-second clips of Entertainment Tonight. I think just seeing them out of context, you know, were funnier. And I think Blake Lively's saying, you have to fly the plane today, Hal, is pretty awesome. Anybody in the world trying to say you have the ability to overcome great fear, no one in the world can say that cool. Not a single human being on the face of the earth can make it sound anywhere near cool. And it sucks that they put in the trailer, because that really, I think what Andrew was saying, the Jeff Johnsianisms, and I think it's just like, and you read the blurb in the back of the race, it's your Green Lantern, and you realize that he's like, oh, thematically, it's all about overcoming fear. I'm like, nowhere does that at all compete, you know, and you can see that shoehorned into the movie, him just being like...
Yeah, exactly. We're looking at Jeff Johns butting his head in and adding shit. That's absolutely
that's like,
him. That was not there before.
So, he's officially gotten the power to retcon movies.
I'll even throw this in there, like, what you can expect in this final movie, the shooting script, Jeff Johns added this whole bit in the movie, and you can look forward to seeing this. There's a whole bit where the movie, like, does a pause, like, they press the pause button, and they spend, like, 2 minutes, like, detailing all the different emotional spectrums. I'm dead serious. It's in the movie.
wow, that's awful.
You've got one person
exactly,
to thank for that.
That's exactly what it is. You don't need to complicate it any more than it's complicated. I mean, the script itself was awesome, I think. I mean, there was a lot that was wrong with it, whatever. But it was awesome, and it was structurally wrong because you don't put Parallax in the middle of the movie. But, you know, I just happen to think that, like, saying something like, you have the ability to overcome great fear is a horrific thing. It's one thing for a little robot ring to say it constantly. Like, it's kind of like a mantra, you know, like that's just a thing you do when you're robots. You say stupid shit that makes no sense all the time. But it's completely insane to hear a human being say it. Why can't you just say, but you can face your fears, Hal? Or like, you've always put your fears behind you, Hal. Or something human beings say as opposed to whatever the fuck Jeff Johns is, right? So I think, again, yes, I think absolutely 100%, all you saw, Ryan, the first 30 seconds you saw Ryan Reynolds telling jokes, and then the next minute you saw Ryan Reynolds crying about everything. So it's very much so a Ryan Reynolds movie. But I think you got to understand that's what they're going for with it. They specifically cast Ryan Reynolds against the typist, Hal Jordan. If you really think about what he is, your dad, I mean, he's like an old guy who's like, oh, roh, 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 like that's what he is, like a man's man. It's like hey, Robert Mitchum, and that shit doesn't exist, you know. So they completely cast this effeminate guy, you know, ridiculously attractive effeminate guy who's like, if Chandler and Bill Murray had a baby with Barbie, you know, like this is who this guy is. And that's, they deliberately cast him, and that's who he's going to be. So it's going to be more like Kyle. I think that's what we said from the get-go. Since they cast him, we're like, wow, why would they cast Kyle Rayner as Hal Jordan? But that's what it is. And it makes me look forward to the movie more, because I don't think Hal is a particularly likable character. And I think if you
it's going to be like Iron Man. It's almost like an admission of that.
Brandon had a grievance.
Yeah. I think it's like Iron Man, because I didn't personally like Iron Man, because I think it's not as funny as it thinks it is. But the whole reason that movie's at all is because Robert Downey Jr. completely acts out the whole movie. You know, like, he's a likable enough guy, he being a complete dick, and it's hilarious that he's being a dick, but he's likable enough that you don't want him to get honest the whole movie. You know, if he gets earned, like, oh, that's going to be, and that's exactly what they're going for. They're going for the Iron Man model 101. I mean, that's exactly what it is.
And this was greenlit, like, right after Iron Man was a hit. I mean, that's not a coincidence.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly
I won't disagree with what you were saying, Eric, but I know Brandon had a grievance. I wanted to hear what he had to say.
Oh, how is it a fault that Ryan Reynolds is People Magazine's Sexiest Man of the Year? How is that a bad thing?
You didn't even say
that. I don't think it's bad. I'm personally saying I prefer Ryan Reynolds over Hal Jordan's character. You know, I prefer this. And it's kind of one of those things where...
I don't see that division between Hal Jordan and Ryan Reynolds,
character. I think it's pretty clear, and it's not even like it's a grievance of mine. Like, it's not like how dare they do it. It's more like just a curiosity. Like, oh, what? It's funny.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
Hal Jordan's definitely not that jokey of a character.
It's a bit of an admission that, like, oh, Hal Jordan actually
this is the guy.
So we have to graft kind of a Kyle Rayner onto him. That kind of
thing. Yeah. Well, that's what it is. I mean, I think you're looking at
the I still want to hear Brandon had something else.
Sorry.
Hal Jordan is making Daffy Duck jokes every month for the last 2 years.
Yeah, but how is
this not the jokey character?
It was actually almost right after they cast Brad Reynolds. Like, all of a sudden, Hal was sort of jokey. It was almost.
I think you guys just don't like Ryan Reynolds.
I love Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is awesome.
Yeah, for a second here, I will say we're not disputing the fact that we dislike Ryan Reynolds.
No, I love Ryan Reynolds.
Nobody doesn't like Ryan Reynolds.
It's the fact that we're bringing up the point that Hal Jordan himself didn't really have at all a personality that until it was grabbed.
Let me just go through it really quickly. Because just really, really quickly, I think this is a recurrent theme in our podcast time. The final flaw for seeing these Silver Age characters, especially their Silver Age identities, is that they didn't have personalities. They were designed to not have personalities. You know, like, Hal Jordan had any personality at all. He was kind of a moron, you know, because he was hitting himself on the head and knocking his shit out and stuff. I mean, that's really it. You know, he was just a fighter pilot. You know, so they have to graft the personality onto him. And what they realized was the same thing the Iron Man producers realized, that there's a potential for Tony Stark to be a really entertaining character. And someone like, you know, really, I've read a million Iron Man comics. That motherfucker didn't have a personality until 2001, you know, and that's straight up how it is. When Brian Bendis and Matt Fraction started writing him, that's when he got a personality. And now if you read any Iron Man comic, he is just like Robert Downey Jr. No ifs, ands, or buts. He's fucking Robert Downey Jr. He's never been like that, you know? And I think actually the comics will definitely, I think if they get Jeff Johns off the title, the comics will definitely benefit from Ryan Reynolds being the face of Hal Jordan forever. And, you know, it's like when you talk about, like, now to talk about stunt casting Bradley Cooper as Barry Allen, I'm like, that could not be more miscast. Like, there's nothing about
I don't disagree with you there.
I think they're going to cast. They're going to cast somebody just like that because that's what they want. They want someone that's funny, that seems like a dick, that your girlfriend wants to have sex with, you want to have sex with, you're going to just think he's a guy, you know, and that's what they want. That's exactly, that's what Iron Man is, you know, so again, I like Ryan Reynolds. I prefer that they went in this direction because I don't really like Hal Jordan's character. And that's the thing. I mean, that's really what it is, because it's my whole fundamental problem with Hal Jordan, besides the fact that I grew up with everybody telling me he was better than my favorite character, you know? Like,
Hal's better.
Was that, you know, he's his character, his personality isn't as fun. So, like, I want to say really quickly about the trailer, though. I do appreciate that they have their own specific visual identity that's different than the comics and that's different than the name of the superhero we ever saw. The CG costume, definitely thought it was a cheap way out, and now it actually seems to have an artistic merit where they're saying, well, this is the first superhero costume to actually make skin tight. You're going to be naked with skin that's made of the Green Lantern costume. I think it's pretty cool. I think it looks kind of silly. I think Frankie made a point to tell me that the skin tight stuff. Other people made a point to say that the fact that it looks CG and weird kind of helps it because it's alien. I'm like, that's fine, but it doesn't really look real enough. I do think, like, Adam Sir's makeup is a little much, and I kind of like, I like that Tomar Ray and Kilowog's design stay close to the concept art, because I really like the concept art. I do think the 2 seconds of Hitler Sinestro, though, kind of made me giggle, and I know that's just going to cause people to have laughing farts, like, during the movie, like, some guy with a big-ass head and giant fingers is just really not going to help people get into the movie, but whatever, you know, and I think it's very telling that there's nothing remotely exciting happens in the trailer. I mean, he flies in a straight line, he jump kicks a fat dude, and that's all that happens. Cops shoot at the air, and that's all that happens. You know?
A Ferris wheel crashes.
Sort of.
Jets fly.
Jets do fly, that's true. Like, that's just footage they got from the Mighty Joe Young remake and just stuck it in there, you know? So, I mean, it was really the least exciting trailer I'd ever seen in my life.
I feel like this trailer isn't marketed towards the action fans, like, the people like us who want to watch the movie. This trailer's a little bit more marketed towards, you know, like, the people who are a little bit more on the edge about watching this Green Lantern movie. Like, oh, it's a Ryan Reynolds movie? Oh, then I'll watch it.
I think it's effective in what they were trying to do.
And that's do exactly what you said.
Could have been funny. It could have been more exciting.
Hey, Eric. Wes.
I think it failed on what it was trying to do. I think it was trying to get that Ryan Reynolds audience without upsetting the action fans that need a blockbuster this upcoming summer. And I think by putting Ryan Reynolds in a movie, you have an audience. You're going to get a certain amount of people off merit to this Ryan Reynolds. But by throwing Blake Lively in there, you've got another audience. But by throwing these Jets in there, you've got another audience. But this trailer tries to mash it all together, and it doesn't work that way. Personally, I enjoyed the trailer because of all those things separately. But as one big trailer, it failed to capture me. If I saw this as Karen is seeing it with Harry Potter, I'm going to look at it like, well, that's not going to make me go to the theaters and watch this if I'm outside looking in. But as somebody who knows all these little things about the trailer, that symbol on Carol's head, that's Tom in those weird glasses. That's the thing that
little Easter eggs are supposed to know. Let me ask Colin, because I haven't heard enough from Colin about what he thought about the trailer.
Well, first off, I do agree with a lot of the fact that the CG kind of looking a little bit kind of fake. I mean, it's not extremely much. I mean, you can kind of see it work. I mean, it's alien technology. It's supposed to look strange and bizarre, but it is a bit on the over CG side. I think maybe practical effects might have worked a bit better, but I think for all intents and purposes, this might just be for the best. On to actual Hal itself. Once again, my main problem with Hal's portrayal is the joking. I mean, he may joke like every once in a while. He may make like an old reference or something, but it's in kind of that stilted old man way, not in that Ryan Reynolds style of joking. Because is this kind of
close? We're watching Casablanca in the movie theaters.
Well, Ryan Reynolds isn't in space, you know, talking to Larfleet. I'm sure if we saw him in that element, he'd be telling the same jokes. You know, he'd be pulling stop signs out of his ring. Daffy Duck, Gonzo, he'd be making the same silly, horrible jokes.
That's true.
But Colton, you can think that Hal Jordan isn't a goofball, but he is.
Not as much.
Well, you know who I really have to ask for their opinion on? Karen.
Oh, boy. Hey, guys.
Holy crap.
No. You've been here the whole time.
I'm really, really hoping those aren't the finished special effects. Because they're looking a little, okay, so here's my problem. And I'm going to drag this in from completely out of left field. As far as I'm concerned, the high bar for special effects when it comes to computer animation these days is where the Wild Things are. I want my computer animation to have texture. I want it to, like, really, really, really exist. Now,
that was done cheap and real fast.
No, they had suits.
They also have suits. Yeah, but suits, but the visual animation for the
that was entirely in post.
A lot of CG in that movie.
On the cheap?
No. Right. It took them, like, a year to do it. And the movie was delayed for, like, a year because they had to CG almost everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, don't get me wrong. Ryan Reynolds' abs look fantastic. And I'm
no homo, but I agree.
Plenty of homo, I agree with that too.
Plenty of homo, but I agree too.
No, like, I mean, you figure these guys, I mean, all superhero movies, they're all wearing the spandex, and the way it looked in the trailer, with him standing with, like, his arms, like, you know, out in front of, I'm assuming that's Pi, right?
Yeah, it's a Tom.
The pie.
I bet they won't even call him that in the movie.
No, probably not.
There's no card.
Yeah.
No. But, I mean, when he's standing there and you can see him breathe, you can see his, like, rib cage expanding. I have to apologize. I'm also taking human anatomy, so I'm paying, like, a lot of attention to this crap now. But you could just see him move, and that was really, really awesome. I wish there was more Kilowog. That's really the two things I'm looking forward to this movie. I want to see more or either scantily clad Ryan Reynolds or more of his computer animated abs, and I want to see lots and lots of Kilowog. Like, I'm so excited for Kilowog.
We're not
going
to get lots and lots of Kilowog.
Let me pretend.
Let people, you know, live their dreams.
Let the girl have her hope.
Killing you, abs and Kilowog.
Take it away.
I think that's asking too much. I loved the punch.
Oh, yeah?
The punch was fantastic.
Saw it in San Diego, didn't we? That's literally all we saw. And then that one shot of Ryan Reynolds out of Green Lantern costume flying towards the camera, that was there too.
Mind you, that's the only construct shown through this whole trailer.
I hope they get a little bit more creative with the constructs.
Well, I mean, come on, Hal Jordan uses that punch, that punching the boxing glove a lot.
We'll have to wait and see.
No, I mean, in like the comics and stuff.
But
at least
in the recent run, he's added a little more stuff to his repertoire, like the airplane he likes to use.
Well, that's only because of the artist.
I mean, recently, sure, but I mean, but like in the earlier on, at least he's a lot of boxing gloves.
The boxing glove is a pro. It's very much a pro.
Was a boxing glove and a laser beam and bubbles.
It was like a running joke for a while. Like, oh, what are you gonna use, Hal? A punching glove or a boxing glove?
It's a stock move, admittedly, but he does have other things.
Well, yeah, sure.
It is a classic for a reason, though. I mean, it's a good move.
Yeah, I mean, and at this point, he's still a rookie Green Lantern, so using lots of boxing gloves is...
I think there's a wasted opportunity here to have kind of, like, a real, like, progression of the character happen with the construct, you know, because I think one of the things that Jeff Johns doesn't seem to understand about Green Lanterns is the construct, you know. And I think you see a lot of the artists trying to take advantage of the construct situation, but you don't see it. I think they could have had a thing where, like, you know, his first couple constructs were, like, sticky and stick fingers and don't really look that good. And then towards the end of the movie, you know, there's a whole thing where you just try to get the constructs right, and you're like, wow, I can make a Carol now. That's really awesome. Now, you know?
let me go to my bedroom.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping his construct of Carol has a little more animation to her than Blake Lively seemed to in that trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, we all agree.
I think we all agree there. Yeah,
all agree.
All right. Let's not harp on Blake. I love
can
Blake.
Say line, no human can say. No human can say. Like, no one can say you have the ability. I can't even fucking say it. I've said it like six times in this podcast.
Are we saying that a block of cheese would be better than Blake Lively?
No.
She has to be better than the actress they got to play the second Silk Spectre in Watchmen.
Can I make a request? Before Kulan tells us what he thinks about the trailer, can I make one request? Can everyone just try to say you have the ability to overcome great fear?
You have the ability to overcome.
You know how ridiculous it is and how impossible
You have the ability to overcome great fear.
Say it like a human being. Don't say it like an ominous voice.
Oh, now, should I say it like a human being?
You have the ability to overcome great fear.
You have the ability to overcome great fear?
And the point is that in the line of the movie, she actually says you have the ability to overcome fear, not great fear.
Thank you. By the way,
so she tried to John tried before. To tone it down for the movie where she said, "Okay, I'm gonna say this line. It doesn't really make any sense in the context of when he said, you know, a Green Lantern is supposed to be without fear. That ain't me. Hell no. You have the ability to overcome fear."
To overcome.
Just say you can go past that, Hal. You know?
Hal, listen, ever since we were young kids and you, like, your parents died, you have the ability to overcome fear, Hal.
I'm willing to bet.
See, just punch him in the face and tell him to get over it. That's what she should have done.
She should have done. And afterwards, she should have said you have the ability to overcome fear.
Stop being a little bitch and overcome fear.
You know, how about you? How about he goes on and on with this ridiculous monologue about how he has fear, you know, and then she laughs right away. Dude, we just jumped out of, like, planes at 70 billion miles an hour this morning. You're an asshole. Of course you're fearless. Like, let's get back to the original Silver Age comics and fuck shit up. And then everybody forgets about the emotional spectrum nonsense and gets back to exciting comics again.
I think you're way off base.
I can almost guarantee you that it was like, I have some insight into this lately. It was a room full of guys, and it's like Geoff Johns sitting there, and it's like, That's an awkward line of dialogue. That's not going to work at all. And he's like, no, this is
we're not budging on this. This is gold.
That's a deal breaker. We're not budging on this line.
It's
fundamental to Green Lantern. It's got to stay there.
It's not even just that, though. I mean, we got to figure this is Blake Lively's line. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, because I'm reminded of a story from the first X-Men movie. Joss Whedon's the one who actually wrote that line that Storm says.
Yeah,
the frog line. And he's like, he mentioned, I wasn't expecting her to recite it like frickin' Clytemnestra. You know, it was supposed to be just this one-off. So as much as we want to kind of, I don't want to find myself on like some sort of a chopping block for defending Geoff Johns, but there is a good chance that the line was not supposed to be read that way.
He expected an actress to read it.
No, that's my entire point. No one can say that line with any credibility. No, not a single human being who's ever lived on the planet Earth can ever say you have the ability to overcome fear or without that line.
No.
Moron.
No, I'm sorry. James Earl Jones could do it.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to say.
Now, if we could only have him play Carol, this movie would be...
Yes. James Earl Jones is Carol. Make it happen.
You know, okay, so we're gonna move to Kuhan. I'm gonna hear Kuhan's opinion on the trailer before.
Kuhan,
make this count. You're the last one we have to hear about.
All right. So this trailer is clearly marketed towards 17-year-old girls like West, because you know, with all the you got Blake Lively, you got Ryan Reynolds getting out of bed with a chick who looks a little bit, at the very least, a little bit like the chick from Glee. I don't know. Anyways.
Wait, hold on. You're calling West a 17-year-old girl and you just admitted to watching Glee?
Yes, I did. But
okay, go on.
West watches Gossip Girl worse. Anyways, see, I'm actually 17 years old.
All right, fair enough. I can
see
the
just
point.
A girl.
Please continue.
He's like, I know West is a 17-year-old girl because he's in my class. Yeah.
Come on, continue.
Anyways, I watched this trailer, I say three times. I watched it more than three times, but I watched it with three different audiences. Once alone, when it first hit the internet. Once.
Wow, you said that really sad. You didn't need to say it that emphatically.
Once alone okay. In my bedroom, staring at Ryan.
Yeah, once.
Okay.
Once sitting on the floor of the shower while
once
it's on.
Alone.
once alone, when it first hit the internet. Once with my entire AP computer science class because my teacher's a geek. And once with my friends on the Google TVs at Best Buy. And let's see, what?
Your friends hang around at Best Buy watching TV?
No, we were at
Best Buy. That would be cool.
We were at Best Buy and they had the Google TV set up. So I'm like, okay, well, this is an HD TV. I'm going to watch the Green Lantern trailer. Why not?
Right. Okay.
Why not?
Yeah, and so my class wasn't necessarily so excited for it, but that's just because they were too busy playing video games. But my friends who don't know all that much about Green Lantern, they just know that I read it and I really like it. They didn't catch any of that pie face stuff or any of the Carol Star Sapphire stuff. They didn't catch any of the little things. They just saw the big Green Lantern stuff, and they were really excited for it. So. And this is the target audience, which is 17-year-old dudes who have money. So clearly the market is going to the right place. On the trailer itself, I thought it looked great. The special effects, Karen saw it in the theater right before Harry Potter.
No, I didn't. No? I didn't. I'm sorry. They didn't show it tonight, unfortunately. I was treated to the Yogi Bear trailer, though.
So. Oh, my.
Oh, you poor person.
My word.
I saw that.
You spend money to watch a Harry Potter movie and even get a Green Lantern trailer?
I'm telling you. What the hell?
Damn.
Stop the podcast. Let's start again. Let's be a big trailer.
Josh lied to me at the New York Comic Con. That's all I'm saying.
I saw that before Megamind. Yeah.
Well, no. Before we, you know, I went to a special sneak screening, so this wasn't actually a Warner Brothers screening. I was there with another private group that had rented out the movie theater, but there wasn't, Anyway, go on. Sorry.
So okay. No, that's fine. The special effects, they do look a little bit rough. Like they could be polished because like I'm looking on the picture for on the Green Lantern movie webpage, the picture looks a lot more finished than the trailer, clearly, because it's a picture, it's a lot quicker to do. But it seems like they're not going to show that picture and then give us the actual movie with a lot less special effects. So I'm assuming that they're gonna finish off a few things and make it look all nice and pretty for us. That aside, I thought it looked awesome. I don't know if awesome. It wasn't underwhelming. It was whelming. Well, is that a word?
It is now.
It is now.
It was congratulations.
It was very whelming. It's not like I saw the Tron trailer, and I haven't seen the Tron Legacy trailer. I haven't seen Tron 1, but the Tron Legacy trailer got me excited for Tron. And this
movie, my God.
Go see Tron!
Don't see Tron.
Apparently they put where it was just the bike, it was just the whole theme of the bike tape. I fucking shit my pants. That was amazing!
That trailer got me so excited for Tron. That trailer got me so excited that I want to go see Tron 1 now.
There's no excuse for 3 minutes boring as it was.
That's
two different movies.
No, it's fine. I'm just saying the Tron Legacy trailer got me excited to see Tron 1. I feel like the Green Lantern trailer didn't get me excited enough.
Green Lantern 1, you're saying.
I mean, I'm excited to see the Green Lantern movie, but I don't think the trailer helped that very much. The Tron Legacy, I was like, oh yeah, I'll probably go see Tron Legacy. That sounds like something I'd want to see. And then I saw the trailer, and I'm like, fuck, I'm going to see the first Tron movie. I don't care even if it doesn't matter.
I want to go see First Flight now.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay, my final thought on this is, this movie should have looked like Star Trek. The J.J. Abrams, Chris Pine Star Trek. Should have looked like that. And what it looked like, and I'm sorry to say, was Fantastic Four. It looked like good Fantastic Four. That's what it looked like.
It was like a better Fantastic Four is what you're saying. All right. Well, I'll get into my piece to the trailer. I can honestly say I can agree with Brandon that you can't really make a comparison for the Tron Legacy movie. They should have been more like a Tron Legacy movie.
No, I'm not saying it should have been more like it.
Wait, I wanted to say my piece real quick. Just because Tron Legacy has, like you said, has something to build off of, seeing that Tron, the first Tron came out, and technically the Tron Legacy trailer is pretty much showing you that it is a movie based off of a movie that had come out ages ago, and it's alluded to all these things that you're supposed to know. It has all these stock footage that it can show to allude to the fact of what happened originally. Green Lantern movie doesn't have that. Green Lantern movie is its first and only property of its kind, so it's gonna come out here and show you certain little aspects of what Green Lantern was about: planes, Hal being a dick, and a dying alien, and they're not trying to show you everything else in the movie because
I'm just giving Tron Legacy as an example because I saw that trailer and that got me so excited.
The trailer blows away. I'm not saying it does.
I'm not comparing it to Tron Legacy. I'm just saying that the Tron Legacy trailer got me really excited. I'm saying that another trailer. I'm sure I can't think of one right now, but another trailer has gotten me really excited to go see the movie. But this trailer didn't get me as excited as I feel it should have.
No, so I can agree with you there.
I got a question.
What?
Do we think the trailer would be out now if Harry Potter was not out now? Do we think they might have held the trailer
for a big movie a little while longer
if Harry Potter came out another 2 months from now? Say they wanted Harry Potter to come out at Christmas time. do we think they would have waited another month?
I think they might have waited another month.
Yeah, they would have. They would have. Absolutely. It's all strategical.
I'm wondering if, like, some of the problems that we have with the trailer in terms of whether or not the CG is finished or not. Because to me, it just looks like CG. And that's my only problem.
That's the thing, though. I feel like they would have waited another month for Harry Potter, but they wouldn't, like, it's not like they've... It's not like they could have waited another month for another movie. I'm sure Warner Brothers has another big movie coming out soon. But if Harry Potter was coming out another month, they would have waited another month for Harry Potter specifically.
I think it's interesting. You know, what I think it's interesting is that Marvel has two humongous movies coming out that actually need more press than Green Lantern, right? I mean, because Warner Brothers is going to make its money back on this movie 100% regardless. But Thor and Captain America need to make money because they're part of this really huge franchise. And Marvel didn't feel the need to slap together a bunch of footage to throw in front of a major movie, whereas I feel like this is almost, I want to say, like, kind of, not a vote of ill confidence, but a kind of a mission statement from Warner Brothers being like, well, we're going to give you the superhero movie that you kind of expect this summer, you know, where Marvel is kind of like, well, we're not really going to put the product out there until we know what it looks like.
Well,
you know what I mean?
we got to kind of divorce ourselves as Green Lantern fans and kind of look at this objectively. I mean, Green Lantern is kind of an uphill battle as far as your average audience is concerned that has never heard about Green Lantern, that's never saw First Flight or any of that shit. I mean, it's a bunch of guys in leotards flying around in space and making weird shit with their rings. And
I think it's a recognizable and exciting.
That's kind of what the fight they're fighting here. I think they succeeded in what they're trying to accomplish with the trailer. But
well, that fight became a lot easier after Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Harry Potter tonight, and I saw it with I was actually joking with my friends. I said, all right, when we see the Green Lantern trailer, I'm gonna need quotes from you guys so I can go back to the podcast and let people know who aren't Green Lantern fans what you guys thought, you know. And then when we didn't see the trailer, a friend of mine turned to me and was like, all right, now what's the deal with Green Lantern again? And I had to explain the difference between Green Lantern, Green Hornet, and Green Arrow. And I mean, I'm new to all of this, so even I'm sitting there going, I don't even know where Green Hornet came from. But, you know, I even had to explain it to her, and she's a pretty savvy, like, she's a pretty savvy nerd, like, computer geek fandom.
Apparently.
All out there, and, well, all right, hush you. but I mean, there's still, I mean, it, when people think DC, they don't think Green Lantern, they think Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. So, I mean, I see the need to get this out there.
They don't even think Wonder Woman anymore.
I feel like, oh, no. No, trust me. The ladies I run with online think Wonder Woman.
Good.
If you do the math, Green Lantern has, like, never... I think the longest title he ever had that ran like, 220 issues, you know? Which seems like a lot of issues for something like, you know, fucking Savage Dragon or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you know? But in comics, that's, like, nothing, you know what I mean? It's probably the
biggest
issue count, you know what I mean?
Like, you mean Volume 2? That was canceled, like, 6 times, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. And
like 6 years passed between, like, a couple of different issues.
Yeah. Well, think about, like, what's the total of, I mean, he's been around for a long time, but maybe they're up to, like, 400 issues now or something like that, even if you count all the cores. And,
coming up on 500, yeah.
You can come up 500, right? And think about something like, you know, unstoppable runs of, like, Incredible Hulk, you know, which is up to issue, like, 700, and Thor, which is up to fucking issue, like, 650 now. I mean, like...
The longest uninterrupted run has been Kyle so far.
Yeah, and so, I mean, really think about the idea of, like, you know, I think Green Lantern is a little bit more recognizable than we as put-upon Green Lantern fans want to believe he is, you know, because I think an older generation knew who he was, but, you know, I happen to think that Ryan Reynolds as a space cop flying around sells itself, I think.
Yeah,
I think that they're going to make it Earthbound, and then it's going to make it more like Iron Man and Fantastic Four is what's really going to kill it, if anything kills it at all, because I still have confidence in the director to turn out something really entertaining, because... He's not exactly a creative guy, but, I mean, he's not exactly an auteur, you know, doesn't exactly have his own director's identity. But, I mean, you know, who didn't like Mask of Zorro? I mean, who didn't like Casino Royale? You know, I mean, morons didn't like those movies, you know, and that's really the only difference.
All right, Frankie,
again, we've all have our mixed sayings. Most of us are pleased with the trailer. Most of us are a little bit waiting to see more as to if it's going to be changed later on until the movie comes out in, it's released, June 2011?
June
17th. June 17th, 2011. So we're all anticipating the movie. We're also going to see how it's going to turn out in full-length feature film. But for now, you know, we have a trailer. So you know what? Most of us Green Lantern fans can never have said that in the past. We have a Green Lantern trailer.
I'll tell you what I'm really anticipating is February 11th, 2011, Justin Bieber, Never Say Never.
Okay.
What is wrong with you?
And on that note...
We're done, everybody. Also, be sure to check us out online at www.thegreenlanterncorps.com. You can also email us at contact@thegreenlanterncorps.com. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check us out next time.
Be sure to check out Kirby Crackle, the performance of our opening thing, Room Capacity, at www.kirbycracklemusic.com. Also, check out the Roy Clark Method, performance of our ending theme, Sector 2814, at www.freewebs.com/Roy Clark Method.
Sometimes it speaks to me, it says how, what have you done with your life, people around you keep dying, use your will to right the wrong, and don't make us wait for too long.
Our Andrew NDB, the creator of the Green Lantern Cork, .com.
Green Lantern Cork?
That's a cork, yeah. I was going to say cork.
Let's go with cock.
We have the creator of cock.
You were listening to the Green Lantern Corecast, episode number 15.